Well, pivoting now to a challenge for parents. With most schools closed, many for the rest of the year, we've been hearing how to keep kids busy. What about citizen science? Andy Daniel Cubis of the Allegheny Front explains.
Jeannie McHale is self-isolating in her house in Pittsburgh with her husband, four kids, and a dog. There's baking to be done and some schoolwork, but there's also figuring out whether that antelope-sized animal with stripes and a horn is a bush buck or a yellow-backed duiker.
I think it looks like it.
Oh, yeah, he does kind of have that stripey thing down, doesn't he? And he's big.
He's definitely big.
Big.
Jeannie and 7-year-old Freda aren't playing some fun computer game. They're helping real scientists classify data collected from cameras in Africa.
And what behaviors are we seeing?
I think it's like moving through the grass.
Mm-hmm.
For this project, Wild Gabon, researchers are trying to figure out how important the edges of ecosystems are to a national park in the West African country. The project is housed on the website Zooniverse, the largest citizen science platform in the world. Projects are arranged by topic, from space to ecology to climate to medicine. There are nearly 100 to choose from.
Researchers truly would not be able to do this on their own.
This is Laura Trulli. She's vice president of citizen science at the Adler Planetarium in Chicago and the co-leader for Zooniverse.
They have huge data sets, like a million galaxies to tag or hundreds of thousands of tuberculosis samples to test against different antibiotics. Crowdsourcing through an online platform is a real and unique and very useful solution.
Trulli says that since the coronavirus crisis began, they've seen a huge increase in participation. There's typically about 100,000 classifications a day across all the research projects worldwide. But by mid-March, the participation rate shot up by about a third. Each project has a forum where the research team and volunteers can chat with each other about the science, unusual objects they're seeing in the data, or just their lives in general.
It's been really heartwarming to see the role that citizen science can play right now in particular. I think we're all so keen to find ways to continue to engage and continue to have real impact.
We've definitely seen an uptick in citizen science since the quarantine has started.
Mark Cartwright is part of a research team from NYU and Ohio State University studying urban noise pollution. The project is called The Sounds of New York City. Citizen scientists are asked to listen to and then tag different city sounds. There's a list to choose from. Jackhammer, siren, car alarm, reverse beeping, street noise.
What citizen science gives us is scale, and that's really what we need in order to train reliable models for detecting these sources of noise pollution.
The project will also now look at how the quarantine is affecting noise in the city. For example, can their sensors detect changes from social distancing behaviors?
Do you see something special about this one?
A baby.
A baby! So we've got to put a green spot on it if it's a baby.
4-year-old Nina Schultz of Pittsburgh and her mom, Christy Gelling, are looking at photos of penguins collected by the research team behind Penguin Watch. It's one of the most popular citizen science projects with more than 8,000 volunteers.
How do we know it's a baby?
Because it's not black and white, it's gray.
Uh-huh.
And fluffy.
Yeah, and fluffy too.
Nina labeled and categorized a few dozen penguins, babies included, on this day, and her mom thinks they'll be back at it for many more to come.
This really is open to everyone.
Tom Hart is the Oxford researcher behind Penguin Watch. He says that the citizen scientists are a vital part of his project, and kids are especially good at it.
It's deliberately intuitive, but they'll see some penguins, they'll learn about stuff, but mostly they're just really, really helping us.
He just has one warning, is mildly addictive. For Here and Now, I'm Andy Daniel Cubis.
And we'll link you up at hereandnow.org. But in the meantime, what are you doing? What are you doing out there? You have ideas for parents trying to keep kids entertained. This sounded like a great one, but let us know others at hereandnow.org.